The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Megan Moore. New data detailing civic engagement in Virginia released on Tuesday shows low confidence in government and policymakers. VPM News' Jad Khalil reports policymakers hope it will help encourage more civic engagement.
More than a quarter of Virginians volunteer. The Census Bureau and AmeriCorps estimated their work is worth $4 billion. Kathy Spangler is a director of Serve Virginia, which wanted to go deeper into Virginians' perspectives on volunteerism. Tuesday, it released its first Virginia Community Engagement Index after surveying over 6,000 people.
This really afforded us an opportunity to better understand how people were feeling about the prevailing issues in the Commonwealth, but also then how they could take action and how collectively action could be taken.
Researchers worked with community groups to talk to the civically engaged. This group volunteered about twice as much as most Virginians. Spangler says the data will help policymakers capitalize on and increase the millions of hours Virginians spend volunteering.
How do we incentivize more? How do we invest in getting more volunteers?
Baby boomers, for example, wanted to share their experience with others, while Zoomers were looking to find new experiences. Serve Virginia intends to do a similar survey every 2 years. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
As a note, a member of VPM's community engagement team was involved in the creation of this report. This week, staff members with Charlottesville Parks and Recreation began a project to get rid of invasive plant species in the city's parks. According to a civic alert, an environmental contractor is working at the Azalea, Forest Hills, and Jordan parks to help clear the grounds of non-native shrubs, vines, and trees. From there, department staffers will, quote, restore natural areas by planting native species to improve local conservation efforts and help mitigate climate change. Passenger steam locomotives are returning to Virginia's rails for a limited time. Roanoke's Virginia Museum of Transportation has partnered with the Virginia Scenic Railway to bring back short-term passenger steam locomotive rides, the Daily News Record reports. The Norfolk and Western Class J No. 611 locomotive will run the Shenandoah Valley Limited from Goshen and Rockbridge County to Stanton during the months of October and November. On Monday, Richmond City Councilors unanimously voted to ease regulations on accessory dwelling units in the city. Councilmember Catherine Jordan said that she was grateful Richmond residents saw the upside of changes to try and do something different, but she also added,
"This is not going to drastically change the city overnight. We still have a lot of work to do on affordable housing, but this is an important step."
Councilor Andreas Addison pointed out concerns that people thought ADUs would be everywhere. At the same time, he said he doesn't think that will be the case, as ADUs are found in other cities nationwide. Richmond City Council also voted this week to redesignate a portion of West Main Street in honor of a Virginia Commonwealth University student who was killed there in May. Sean Soares, a 26-year-old grad student, was walking on the 300 block of West Main when he was struck and killed after two drivers collided, sending one vehicle off the road. He was the second VCU student struck and killed along West Main Street this year. The for-profit Art Institute system, which includes the Art Institute of Virginia Beach, has announced it will close at the end of the month. The Virginian Pilot reports that the announcement was posted on the college's website and emailed to students last week, one day before the end of the term. Students are being told to retrieve their artwork and projects before the campus fully shuts down by the end of this week. The notice says that the closure was due to a combination of internal and external events and the COVID-19 pandemic. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM. VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.